My father owned exactly one watch. It was old even when I was a child, with a cracked leather strap and a face that had faded from white to this kind of soft yellow. He wore it every day, even on weekends, even when he was fixing things around the house or working in the yard. When I was young, I asked him why he never bought a new one. He told me that a good watch doesn't just tell time, it remembers it. He said every scratch on the metal and every crease in the strap was a memory of somewhere he had been or something he had done. Years later, when he gave it to me, the watch had stopped working. The hands were frozen at 4:12, and no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to start again. But I still wear it sometimes, because he was right. It doesn't tell time anymore. It remembers it. My father owned exactly one watch. It was old even when I was a child, with a cracked leather strap and a face that had faded from white to this kind of soft yellow. He wore it every day, even on weekends, even when he was fixing things around the house or working in the yard. When I was young, I asked him why he never bought a new one. He told me that a good watch doesn't just tell time, it remembers it. He said every scratch on the metal and every crease in the strap was a memory of somewhere he had been or something he had done. Years later, when he gave it to me, the watch had stopped working. The hands were frozen at 4:12, and no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to start again. But I still wear it sometimes, because he was right. It doesn't tell time anymore. It remembers it.